This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sorry. These guys that I work with are immature. All right. If you would like to know why I'm laughing, I want you to know that I'm going to play it for you shortly. No, yes, we are, Chris. The audience is ready. They're ready for it. All right. I'm going to play it for you shortly. But before we get to any of that, we have a whole hour of all kinds of stuff. Why is the Guatemalan president frustrated with us? Some woman wrote a book about how sad she was that her husband died, except she killed him. We're going to talk about the people who rule us, but we do actually have to discuss some big news. Once again, Jim Jordan, this is long. Okay, this is way longer than I normally play, but this is a really big deal. I really genuinely, gosh, now I'm the one using words like literally. I believe that you're witnessing the beginning of the end of Joe Biden's presidency. Will Republicans impeach him or whatnot? I don't know. I don't know how any of that's going to work. But remember, I've been telling you, the system doesn't want him to run. He sucks too bad. Everyone hates him too much. They can't take a chance on keeping Joe. So as I've said many times, you remember, I think they're going to use the Hunter Biden stuff as leverage to get him out. And me and Chris and Michael were just discussing this during the break. So do I think they waited on all this, held all this? Here's how I think it works in D.C. And actually, I take that back. I've read enough history books. This is how it works in D.C. They all of them, think what a nerve-wracking existence this would be. They all are collecting dirt on each other at all times. At all times, they're doing dirty things. And watching others, taking note of others who do dirty things. And what they do is they collect all these chips. They're always collecting these chips just in case one day they have to cash them. Maybe one day that chip you have, maybe, look, let's imagine it's me, Chris, and Michael. All right, Michael sells drugs on the side. Chris runs a money laundering scheme. What do I do? Chris, it's got to be, I rob banks, of course. Remember, I'm a wheelman. Yeah, I'm a wheelman. I'm a bank robber. So we're all criminals. Now, I know that Michael sells drugs. I know that Chris does money laundering. They know that I rob banks, even though I'm a really fast wheelman. Now, they don't necessarily tell anyone. They'll keep that quiet. But should the day ever come that I decide I want to talk about Michael selling drugs, Maybe he pulls out that chip that day and says, I've got this chip on you here. You better keep quiet. they've known about Joe Biden and Joe Biden's crimes forever. I want to remind everybody. It's a detail, but really an important detail. The FBI had possession of Hunter Biden's laptop and knew about the felonious, ha ha ha, what a word that is, Chris, knew about the felonious contents of it in 2019, and they covered it up. They've known about all these crimes forever, tried to suppress them, tried to cover them up. But now it's time to cash some of those chips because you want Joe gone. All right, I'm going to shut up. This is 2 minutes long. It's longer than I normally play, but it's Jim Jordan. It's all good. I'm actually interviewing him on my TV show tonight. I'm Right at 9 p.m. Eastern time on DirecTV. If you want to see the witty ways, if you want to see the witty ways I interact with people on TV, anyway, here it is.
Suspicious activity reports. The key word in that phrase is the word suspicious. There are 170 of those reports, many of them put together by the Treasury Department of our government in the Obama-Biden administration. So 170 of those that the committee has reviewed, thousands of pages of bank records the committee has reviewed, and that has told us that there are now multiple, as Mr. Donald just said, multiple LLCs receiving money from foreign entities and paying that money out to multiple members of the Biden family. And the fundamental question is the one Byron just raised. For what? What did they do? What was the business? What service did they provide? What value did they add? What did they do to warrant receipt of the money? That is the fundamental question, and no one seems to have an answer to that fundamental question. But Mr. Comer, Chairman Comer, and the team, that's what we're looking into, trying to get. And I would just say this, too. Why not just come clean? Why not just be honest with us? Why not tell us the truth? But I would tell you this. I think it's a pattern with this administration. They haven't been square with us, straight with the American people about anything. They tell us the border is secure. We know it isn't. They tell us our debt ceiling bill is going to hurt veterans. No, it doesn't. Joe Biden said during the campaign that the letter from 51 former intel officials, when he used it in the debate, he portrayed it as if it was organic. And we now know through another investigation that we're all working on that, in fact, it was coordinated. That letter from 51 former intel officials was coordinated with the Biden campaign. So much so, the Biden campaign told Mike Morrell, here's the journalist. We want you to have the story to the letter to first. Why not just be straight with us? Why not come clean? Why not tell us the truth?
Yeah, we got
tell
it. Chris. We got it. Multiple LLCs paying out to Biden family members. It's not that complicated. Shoot, I can understand it, so I know you can. Not that complicated. It's easy to set up an LLC. I actually have an LLC. It's a long story. I have an LLC, and I think it took me 10 minutes. It just doesn't take any time to set up an LLC. So if you're Hunter Biden and Joe Biden is vice president and Joe Biden as vice president is given discretion over where these funds are going to go, where these funds are going to go. And Joe Biden Hunter Biden goes to, let's say, someone in China and says, hey, I can arrange to have some of these funds. Keep in mind, let's keep in mind, by the way, these are all taxpayer funds. This is your money we're discussing here. You worked for this money. This is your money. This is how these people think. Anyway, Hunter Biden goes to some Chinese entity and says, hey, my dad can probably get a little money coming your way. Probably get a lot of money coming your way. Of course, we're going to need you to send some money back our way. I just want you to write a nice... Well, can I tell you what? We'll send you $50 million. You send $5 million to this LLC. They send it to the LLC. The money gets distributed. The Biden family has been dirty forever. Now, what actually steams me most today, and we'll get to this 14th Amendment stuff and everything else, what steams me most about all this stuff today is this human being, I mean, beyond the fact that he should be in jail, this human being, if you had an even remotely normal nation with a just averagely corrupt media, this guy would have never even sniffed the White House, because even a media that was biased or leaned left or something like that, even they would have looked at the breadth of the Biden family corruption and said, okay, this stuff has to be reported on. But that's not the way the system works in a late stage republic. Remember, the system exists to protect itself. So in a late stage republic, you have this freaking criminal running to be president of the United States. And think about this. Think about this. Think if I'm the general manager of a company, a big company, Staples. Wait, Chris, does Staples still exist? It does, doesn't it? It does. Okay. I'm a general manager at Staples. And as general manager of Staples, I get involved in corruption. I'm giving people some paper clips on the side for some side money. What, Chris? I bet that happens. And after I'm a completely corrupt general manager at Staples with my paperclip business, they make me a vice president of marketing of Staples. I get upgraded to the corporate level. Only vice president of marketing? I'm corrupt there too. I take the marketing budget and I give a little money to my friends and they give a little kickback to me. So I was corrupt as GM, corrupt as VP of marketing, and then boom, one day they make me president and CEO of Staples. That's how insane the Biden career arc is. Completely corrupt as a senator, getting payoffs, corrupt family. Then, because Barack Obama needed somebody white and somebody with some foreign policy experience, if that's what we want to call what Joe has, he picks Joe. Joe then uses his position as VP to enrich himself. And then, because we don't have a media, we have simply another part of the system, Joe Biden gets upgraded to be now president. Remember, everything we're looking at now is stuff he did as VP and senator. What's Joe Biden currently doing as president of the United States of America? Because everything else was lower, lesser, less access, less influence. That's the president of the United States of America. Yeah. All right, we get this, this 14th Amendment thing and then some emails, which I've been promising, and much, much more still to come here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's do get to this. So I did this last night. We're going to do this all week. Give mom, Mother's Day's coming. Now's the time to order. Give mom the gift of protecting herself. Give mom the gift of being able to walk down the sidewalk, not having to quake in fear about the gentleman walking towards her. Is he going to hurt her, rob her? When she lays down at night, is mom safe? Does mom know if somebody breaks in, she can do something to stop him? Give mom the gift of a hero gun or a hero arrow. Non-lethal. So if mom does it, you know, I don't like guns, sweetie. Tell her, don't call it a gun. Because it's not. It's non-lethal. Pepper balls with the hero gun. Pepper gel with the hero arrow. Hero arrows a little smaller, a little better for women, in my opinion. But both are outstanding. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Give mom the gift of safety. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I can't dance either, Phil, but that's okay. That's okay. Some of us aren't dancers, right? And not only can I not dance, I'll tell you something else. Dancing looks ridiculous. Ridiculous. Well, not when chicks do it, but when dudes do it, it looks ridiculous. Biden says the 14th Amendment is on the table for the debt ceiling. Okay. All right. Listen, I want you to understand that that's not something that's going to happen. This is the Biden administration flailing. They actually are in a bind here. And there's something, look, we brought this up last night. We're going to bring it up again. I want to remind everybody that when Kevin McCarthy was trying to be Speaker of the House, there were about 20 holdouts who were holding the line. The Chip Roys, Lauren Boberts, Matt Gaetz types. These people were holding the line saying, no, I will not vote for McCarthy for Speaker unless I am guaranteed this, 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 and this. They were holding the line to make sure he was going to be a hardline speaker. And I remember Once again, surprise, surprise, the GOP politicians and mostly the pundits on our side couldn't wait to give in and couldn't stop berating the people for holding him accountable. Okay, this has gone far enough. Guys, this is too scary. Guys, we're going to have a Democrat. Fast forward to today, the Biden administration is in a serious bind. They have proposed something that what the House passed, what the House is giving Joe Biden for a debt ceiling thing is significant. They are gutting, not everything. It's not everything you want. It's not everything I want, and it would never be. But it is a significant blow to Joe Biden and things like the Inflation Reduction Act, that they're calling it, and other things. It is a significant blow. And the Biden administration, I don't see how they have a way out. Why? Because Republicans held the line. Republicans held the line because a brave few in the House decided to hold McCarthy's feet to the fire before they would make him speaker. And let this be a reminder to everyone. The next time there's an uncomfortable fight out there and there's all this doomsday talk, oh, they're taking it too far. Oh, it looks bad. We're gonna have a Democrat speaker. That the uncomfortable fights are the important fights. The uncomfortable fights are the ones that matter. The ones that kind of make you cringe. The ones that kind of make you wince. The ones that make you think, oh gosh, I hope this works out okay. This is kind of scary. Those are the fights that matter most. And those are the ones the right never has any stomach for. Thankfully, the anti-communists are beginning to take over around here, and that's changing. But those are the fights. Let's check in on the people who rule us. You see, Tucker Carlson yesterday went to Twitter, of all places, to make an announcement. He basically said, I'm back. I'm bringing my show to Twitter. It's pretty much what he said. Okay, that's awesome. Happy for Tucker. Happy for my friend. Go get him. I have no doubt he'll be a major success because he is the leading voice on the right in this country right now. It's pretty incredible. It's awesome. Now, how did the system react to Tucker Carlson announcing he was going to come back?
Okay. Well, listen, Twitter was already under fire from misinformation, disinformation, all-out lies, anti-Semitism, racism, before Elon Musk took over. And now it's gotten kind of crazy, right? Seemingly unmoored, if you will. Will anybody be able to police what Carlson says?
Will anybody be able to police what Carlson says? I wish, and I'm this kind of spiteful person, I wish I had actually kept a record of every single person on the right who has come to me over the years and told me to stop calling these people communists. Jesse, they're not communists. Jesse, that's dangerous rhetoric. Jesse, that's taking it too far. This is too far. This is divisive. Jesse, stop being divisive. They're not communists. One guy goes to Twitter and says, I'll be doing a show from here, and this is their first reaction.
Okay, well, listen, Twitter was already under fire from misinformation, disinformation, all-out lies, anti-Semitism, racism, before Elon Musk took over, and now it's gotten kind of crazy, right? Seemingly unmoored, if you will. Will anybody be able to police what Carlson says?
Unmoored. Who will police what he says? They can't help themselves. The beating heart of every Democrat in America is communism. It is. It's just their natural reaction. It's why they encourage violence or ignore it. Post his address! It's why the second someone says something they don't like, they immediately are looking for some authority somewhere to silence this person. The beating heart of Democrats is communism. It is. They can't help it. They have to crush. They have to destroy. They have to censor. They have to lie and stop you from telling the truth. They can't help themselves. These people reveal who they are all the time. Speaking of revealing who they are, this will get no play today. I doubt you'll even hear it. But the agricultural secretary, you probably don't even know his name, but I think his name is hilarious, so I'll say it. His name is Tom Vilsack. So we're going to check in with Mr. Vilsack, and he said something very, very revealing, a bit frightening, but very revealing. We'll tell you what that is in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to your dog. Let's get to your dog's bad breath, or your dog is hyperactive, or too lethargic, or his coat is getting dull. His joints are bothering him. Why do these things happen to dogs? Well, part of it's old age, but the reason they happen to dogs when they happen to dogs is our dogs very sadly do not get nutrition. They don't. Nutrition is not brown. Nutrition is green. That's why Rough Greens, the nutritional supplement you need to pour on your dog's food, is green. Loaded with vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes, omega oils. Your dog will get nutrition for the first time ever. Isn't that nuts? Isn't that nuts? That'll make you feel kind of bad. It makes me feel kind of bad about all my dogs. They give a free bag out. You have to go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for it, all right? roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's hear from Tom Vilsack. He is the agriculture secretary. His name is Tom Vilsack, and this is what he has to say. Remember, this is the agriculture secretary. Agriculture is actually a more difficult word to say than I had originally anticipated, so let's just go to his comment.
Agriculture has the opportunity globally to be the first industry to get to a net zero future. To do that, we have to have innovation. We have to accelerate that innovation. We have to get it into the field, into the farmer's head, and then expand it across countries all over the world. This has been an exciting adventure. When we started, we had a very few number of partners. Now we have over 500 partners, and we're seeing amazing innovations ranging from methane reduction to seeds that produce their own fertilizer.
Oh my gosh. These people really are going to starve billions of people to death in the name of something that doesn't even exist. Man-made climate change. They're going to starve billions. Now, most of those, that'll begin in Africa. That'll begin in the poor countries of the world. So the news media will ignore it as they begin to die in droves. And then when people start to notice, they'll lie about why they're dying in droves. But these people really are going to kill billions. And in case you're wondering how to spell that,
we cut the deficit by $160 billion. Billion, B-I-L-L-I-O-N, dollars.
That's not how you spell that at all. Shoot, I have to get the emails, Chris. Focus. It's time.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Hi, Jesse. Now that the HHS whistleblower has testified in front of Congress about the Biden crime administration trafficking children, using them as slaves, do you think anything will come out of it? No, absolutely not. No, nothing will come of it at all. Nobody actually gives a crap about these poor kids, about the way women and children are being trafficked and the things that are done to them in this country. Remember, this stuff is not only happening. This stuff is happening near you. Ah, Jesse, not where I'm at. Yes, it is. They are shipping these people all over. And it's just terrible. Jesse, or hello, crayon eater. Yesterday, I was having a conversation with my dad about old versus new Disney, and he agreed new Disney sucks. I said, but you still pay for Disney Plus. He said, yes, I do, as if that was something to be proud of. And I was briefly so disgusted that I automatically replied, you're just funding communist trash. Well, on my way to becoming a small-time anti-communist activist, both my mom and I think we should cancel our family's Disney Plus subscription. What can we say to my avid Disney lover since childhood dad to convince him to pull the plug on Disney? Listen, thank you. Her name is Autumn. She said I can say it. That's a pretty name, by the way, Chris. Autumn. That's a better name than fall. But I use fall. What, Chris? I use fall when we're just... Anyway, what can you say? Well, I've had this discussion a lot with friends. and family members about various things. And I do think, obviously, we should all cut Disney Plus. You shouldn't go to Disney World, Disneyland. You shouldn't go to the new Marvel movie, any new Disney movies. Put your money where your morals are and stop paying for the people to trash your culture. That said, let us keep in mind, especially with older folks, it is very difficult. I have all the sympathy in the world. I actually have more sympathy for older people right now than I do for younger people, and here's why. My sons, they're aware of the craziness that's happening around them, and it actually doesn't hurt them as bad as it hurts me. You know, I've had moments. We generally are screwing off on the show, but I've had moments where I'm pretty down, and everything's kind of crappy, and I'm kind of just lamenting where we are. But my sons, they don't have those moments. Why? Because the only America they've known is one that's insane. So they're used to living in an America that's friggin' insane. My sons are used to living in an America where you're finding the politics of TV commercials. I didn't grow up in that America. So when I see the politics of TV commercials, I get mad. I get sad. I'm outraged by the whole thing. For my sons, that's just the America they know. The America they know is America where they make fun of the gay Oreos. That's what they know. All I did was eat Oreos when I was a kid because nothing was political. There weren't rainbow ones. So I feel worse for older folks because remember, I'm 41. I know how much I lament where we are. Now picture this. Picture you're 71, 81, and I know we have those folks listening right now. And everything you've known for your entire life, you've lived what, 90% of your life? Gosh, maybe 99, God forbid. I'm not wishing anything bad on you, but you've lived the vast majority of your life. You know that. And as you're nearing the end of it, you're watching the country you've loved, you're watching things you've loved be destroyed or turned utterly poisonous in front of your eyes. How hard is that to deal with? I know that I have many moments where, dude, it hurts. Look, we read that email earlier in the show. Guy's a federal employee, federal security. He wouldn't go into details. I don't want to know the details. For an entire month, they're going to go raise the pride flag instead of the American flag. Dude, I love this country, man. I fought for it. I would have died for it. I'd still die for it. Man, that hurts to know that's who we are now. That, if I'm being honest, that hurts me. How much does it hurt 80-year-old guy? 10 times as much as it hurts me. I still have, what, probably 20 years before I die of a heart attack? How much does it hurt him? How much does it hurt her watching everything he's ever known be destroyed? So obviously Dad should quit Disney. He should. And you'll probably end up giving him some guided discovery to help him quit Disney. Hey, Dad, check out the newest tranny in the Disney cartoon. It won't take forever. But think about watching Disney your whole life. You grew up watching Mickey Mouse. Maybe his parents took him to Disney World. He has all these fond memories. He watched The Lion King with you when you were a child. And they went to the... Now, like 15 minutes ago, he finds out that Disney has become a poisonous force for evil in the country. Disney wants to show your children pornography. You realize that? Florida came out with a simple bill that said no pornography and stuff for kindergartners. That's gross. Disney weaponized itself against that bill. Disney wants to show your child pornography. Now, how much does that hurt if you're dad? If you're dad and you've loved Disney your whole life, how much does that hurt? He probably already knows you're right. He probably already knows it. Man, that's not easy to come around and admit what I've known, what I've loved my entire life is evil. That would be like me finding out Red Lobster's evil. I don't even know that I could go on, Chris. I don't know that I could go on. See, Chris is Jewish, so he can't do the shellfish thing. He doesn't have an appropriate appreciation for Red Lobster. But anyway, yeah, good point, Chris. Chris said red-pilling family takes time. Stay with it. And you remember, look, I'm not saying don't try. Don't beat him down over it. That's hard, man. It's really, really hard to find out everything you've ever known is a lie. Or not a lie. That's not true because it wasn't always that way. Everything you've ever known has come apart. That's hard. That's tough. All right. I think I've gotten to two emails today. I promised lots of emails, but there are lots of big stories out there, and I wanted to talk about them. Should we talk more about Tom Vilsack, Chris? What? All right, we'll talk about something else then. We will get to some emails, and why is Guatemala mad at us? Gosh, we make everyone mad. First, let's save some babies. Want to feel good about something? You want to do something extra special for mom on Mother's Day? Why don't you donate $28 to Preborn in your mother's name, and on top of the flowers and the love you're going to pour on mom and you're going to take her out to lunch after church, why don't you present mom with a letter or an email of some kind telling her, hey, mom, we gave the gift of life in your honor. That $28 allows Preborn to give a scared young lady who's about to have an abortion, it gives her an ultrasound. She'll hear that heartbeat. She chooses life almost every time. Then Preborn takes care of her up to 2 years of care if she needs it, substance abuse, diapers, formula, whatever she needs. $28 does that. Do it for mom, huh? Go to preborn.com/Jesse. $28. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, you know how we're about to be invaded by 750,000 people from Mexico and Central and South America? 750,000 people. Wrap your mind around that. This was Mayorkas.
I think that there is no question that this is going to be extremely challenging. I do not want to understate the severity of the challenge that we expect to encounter. The border is a very, as I said at the very outset, it is a difficult situation. It requires not only a community of action on this side of the border, but it requires a community of action south of our border.
Yeah. The Guatemalan president tried to call the White House and give them a heads up that 80,000 people are coming. These are from Venezuela, I should note. 80,000 people are coming, tried to get a hold of America, and the White House wouldn't take his calls. Now, why wouldn't they take his calls? Why? You know why. It's because everything is political. They want to flood the country with illegal immigrants. And everything to these people is simply about politics. That's why this has been the most disastrous administration in the history of the United States of America for at least the 2 years it's been. It really has been. Because nothing ever, ever is about the country. When the Biden administration found out that because of Title 42 expiring, that was just a COVID thing, remember? COVID said they can't come in. But because Title 42 is expiring, all these people are getting ready to flood into the country. When the Biden administration, when they found this out, they didn't have an all-hands-on-deck meeting trying to figure out how to stop it. How do we slow it down? How do we keep these people from coming? What are we supposed to do? America's in trouble. These kind of thoughts never cross the mind of the people who run the country. They're simply not mindful of the country at all. None of that stuff matters. So when none of that stuff matters, when everything's just political and PR, what do our approval numbers look like? Who cares about the... Well, why would you take the Guatemalan president's call? You don't care what he has to say. What he has to say doesn't mean anything because that doesn't have anything to do with politics. Why are we, the Guatemalan president's on the phone? What, does he have a campaign donation for us or something? Oh, he wants to discuss practical things? Like things that matter? Oh gosh, we don't have time for that. Oh my gosh, we have new poll numbers out today. We don't have time for that. That's how the people who run this country think. It's gross, isn't it? It is gross, but it is what it is. You know what else is gross? Starving to death. I never want to starve to death. And I bring this up because I've read way too many books about starving to death, and it just sounds like the worst freaking experience ever. What, Chris? Did you know, Chris, that in Ukraine during the Holodomor, when they were starving to death, that oftentimes you'd see fat dogs walking around? Everyone was starving to death, but the dogs were fat. Did you know that, Chris? Oh, you put two and two together as to why, did you? Yeah, that doesn't sound like a society I want to live in. So anyway, I'm going to have my Patriot Supply so my dog doesn't get fat. I want an emergency three-month food kit so when these people get us into World War III and the supply chain problems shut everything down on us and the grocery store's lights go out, I don't have to eat my family members. I don't feel like doing that, and they don't have to eat me. I don't want to be eaten. My Patriot Supply has emergency three-month food kits ready to go. They have all the five-star reviews for a reason. They're prepped. They're ready up to a 25-year shelf life. Buy it. Stash it. Don't tell anyone about it. They've got them now. They're giving away $200 worth of survival gear with each kit. Everyone in your home needs one. If there's three of you, get three of them. If you live alone, just get one. You don't have to overdo it, but get one. MyPatriotSupply.com. All right? MyPatriotSupply.com. Let's play the hits again here with Comer.
New information investigators have uncovered regarding the transfer of money from foreign entities to the Biden family. Many of the wire payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president and leading the United States efforts in these countries. First instance, while Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money. Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal. And 16 of the 17 payments to their associates' account that funneled the Biden's money occurred while Joe Biden was vice president.
I just had a thought. Are the Bidens uniquely bad at corruption? Or are the Bidens just used to living within a completely corrupt system where they know they'll be protected? Because I was thinking about this. Okay, so let's say you're a corrupt piece of trash. You think it's both of you. Chris thinks it's option one. Michael thinks it's option two. Well, let's play this out. You're the Bidens. Let's say you're a piece of trash. Okay, so that'd probably be me. That'd be me. I'm Vice President Jesse. I would like to enrich myself as vice president. So I'm going to figure out a way to funnel some money to a corrupt guy in Ukraine, in Romania. He's a corrupt guy. I'm going to use the powers of Vice President Jesse to get him some taxpayer funds. And I want some kickbacks. Okay, I understand the game so far. I totally get it. Now, you know who I wouldn't use as the middleman between me and the Romanian guy? One of my relatives. One of my sons. Because doesn't that kind of make it a little too obvious? I'll go right to my oldest. Hey, James, I got this guy. He's going to give you $1 million in a briefcase. Just put it all in your name. It'll be fine. Are they dumb? Or are they just used to living in a system that is so corrupt that Democrats simply are not held accountable for these crimes? Wrap your mind. I'm going to play it again. Wrap your mind around how crazy that is. That as Vice President of the United States, you sent your family members over to deal with a corrupt guy in a country you're in charge of.
New information investigators have uncovered regarding the transfer of money from foreign entities to the Biden family. Many of the wire payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president.
They're just wiring money back and forth to Joe Biden's family members while Joe Biden is vice president in charge of Romania. That is something. Chris brought up a good point that I just missed the Clintons. I do miss the Clintons. Clintons were, that was such better corruption. Now, don't get me wrong, it was actually worse because they would just murder people too, allegedly. But They were spicier about it. I feel like the Clintons... What? I feel like the Clintons were better bad guys than the Bidens. I mean, I have a billion reasons why.
We cut the deficit by $160 billion. Billion. B-I-L-L-I-O-N.
All right, quit. We have an hour left. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.